We continue our learning Ilinish Mas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Sukkah Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud. Kimaaseu vachol kach maaseu vashabbos. Regarding the nisuch hamayim, whatever they did during the weekday, they were able to do on Shabbos, except for the following: Shehayam mimali me'erev Shabbos chavis shel zahav she'ena mikudeshes min hashiloach. What happened was, because they could not draw the water on Shabbos and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, from Rosh Hashanah to the Mikdash, that would have been malacha, they had to fill up the water, they had to, on Erev Shabbos, into a barrel made of gold, it says, but it was Eina Mikudeshes, means it was not a Kli Shareis, it was not Mikudash designated for any Avoda, and the reason for that is, because if it's in a Kli Shareis, then it becomes Pasul Belina overnight, if it stays overnight, anything that's kadosh in a kli shareis, if it stays overnight, it becomes pasul belina. So they had to use a chavitz that's not mikudeshes, and if they withdraw from min hashiloach, from Silwan, umanicha balishka, and they would place the water in the lishka, and the kohen the next day from this chamber would take the water on that Shabbos, that sukkahs would take it. And do the nisach hamayim nishbecha onisgalsa. Let's say that chavis either poured out, or nisgalsa means it was left uncovered. Left uncovered. That's mayim gluyim. Mayim gluyim. We have this issue that sakana. Certainly in the days when, or in communities where nechashim, where snakes were common, we're afraid that they injected their venom into the, they drank from the water or whatever it may be from the liquid and injected the venom. We're not allowed to drink it nowadays, or in communities where nechashim, snakes are not common, so it's not a problem with mayim gluyim, but on the mizbeach, it's always a problem. You have the same thing when it comes to kiddush on Shabbos. Mayim gluyim, we're careful not to use wine that was left overnight uncovered. So same thing with the mizbeach. So nishbecho nisgalsa haya mimalim in hakior. So then they would have to take water from the kior, in the mikdash. We've already learned about Maseches Yoma that the kior had this mukhni, has this pulley system, and this way the water would connect to the water in some type of cistern that was below, attached to the ground, and that way there wouldn't be a psulina. So if the water that they got from the shiloach, they filled water from the kior, shahayayin vahamayim hamagulim psulim legabe hamizbeach, was wine and water that has been left exposed, uncovered, are disqualified for the mizbeach. Why? Well, they're not royal adam either. You have this in Maseches Chumos in Pereches. That's the concern. So even in cases where we don't have the concern of a nachash, they're ma'us for the mizbeach, based on the pasuk in Malachi, Perek Aleph, hakriveyun alefecha secha. Would you sacrifice this to your governor? Haritzucho, ayusuf anecha, amar Hashem tzvakos. Where they're giving musr to the people, to the kohanim, who are bringing lame animals, etc., to the sick animals, to the mizbeach. The same thing here, and therefore mayim megulim would be prohibited, and we'd have to fill it up from the kior. And that's why, if the mayim either spilled out or was it left exposed, so they would be mamali water from the kior and use that. Perek, hey, Mishnah Aleph. Hecholil chamisha vishisha. We mentioned the fact that the blowing of the flutes, which is just in general a reference to the instruments that were blown by, that they were played by the Levim, the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes you blow the chalil 5 days of Sukkot, and sometimes 6 days. Why is that? Because it's not Doche Shabbos, nor is it Doche Yontif. So if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, that first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, so then that's fine. You're not going to blow the flutes then, but you'll blow them the next 6 days, the rest of Sukkot, which are all weekdays. But if, let's say, the first day is not Shabbos, have Yontif, then I'm going to have a Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. That means there are 2 days of the 7 days of Sukkot that I'm not going to be able to blow the flutes, and therefore I'll end up with Chamisha. So again, Echolil v'chamisha v'shisha. Zehu echolil shel beis hashoeva. This was the cholil that they played along with other instruments during the ceremony of the Simchas beis hashoeva. The flute was the main instrument, and it was, and you could hear that sound above the other instruments. So that's why we mention it specifically. Now, what's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? This was the name that they gave the place in the Ezras Nashim where they made special arrangements for the ceremony, the celebrations, which we'll discuss in the next Mishnah. Now, the drawing of the water took place in the morning, so that meant that the celebration took place the night before. So the question is, if the water drawing ceremony was taking place every morning of Sukkot, so you would expect that all the celebration was going to take place every night of Sukkot. Ah, so that's why you say, well, if I'm doing Nisach HaMayim, then I guess all 7 days, I guess I have to blow the flutes all 7 days. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach you. Not true. The playing of the flute and the other instruments would not override Shabbos, nor would it override Yontif. It was only done on Chol HaMoed. And that's what the Mishnah says, She'eino docho lo es HaShabbos, v'lo es Yom Tov. Amru, just one more point before we continue. The issue of blowing the instruments, why shouldn't that be Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov? So Tosus raises the question, after all, playing instruments, what's the problem? The problem is that maybe a string is going to break and you're going to fix it. So that's a Gzera D'Rabbanan. Fixing it would be, of course, the Malacha Makeh B'Patish, let's say, which is a Malacha D'Oraisa. But maybe it won't break. It's all a Gzera. And we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. These Gzeras D'Rabbanan, the laws of Shabbos and Yom Tov, do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim Azrizim Heim. So the Tosus says the playing of the flute is different. That would not be Docha Shabbos and Yom Tov because that just enhances the Simcha and the celebration. That's not considered an integral part of the Avodah, of the service at all. And that's why, when can we say that an Isser D'Rabbanan can override Shabbos? That's where something is needed for the Avodah itself. But something that just enhances the Avodah, like the playing of the instruments, that's not going to be Docha Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara Daf Nun Amud Beis has a Machlokes Tanoim, whether the instruments themselves should be at any time, should that accompany the karbanos, should be something that overrides the Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, so yeah, when every time you poured wine, let's say, the Nisuch HaMayim, that was that you needed instruments to be played along with it. And therefore, just like that sacrifice or the animal and the wine would override the Shabbos, the playing of the instruments would override the Shabbos as well. However, the Chachamim said, no, the singing, that's the essential part of the Avodah, not the instruments, and you wouldn't be able to play their instruments. Either way, that's only speaking about the Nisuch HaYayin. That's where there's a debate. But our celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeva did not accompany the Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim was done during the day. These celebrations were at night. So, of course, the flutes cannot override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Amru, they used to say, Kol Mishalo Ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Ra Simcha Miyamav. They used to say, anyone who didn't see the Simcha, the rejoicing of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that took place on the nights of Sukkot, which was celebrating the drawing of the water, which took place the next day, never saw a real Simcha. Now, the Rambam learns this a little bit differently. Why should it be that the celebrations every night of Sukkot, as we'll describe a little bit later in the Masechta, with the juggling of the fire and the dancing and the music and all that, that's taking place at night. Who says that celebration should be because of the Nisuch HaMayim specifically? Maybe that's just a Sukkot celebration. In fact, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam holds that it's called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva because the celebration, the festivities and all of that, and the playing of the music at night happened to take place in the Beis HaShoeva, the place where they would deal with the drawing of the water when they brought the water into the Beis HaMikdash. But that's now, there's no relationship between the celebration and the Ushavta Mayim and the drawing of the water at all, and the Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim was an Avoda, and these were general celebrations for Sukkot, to celebrate the V'samachta B'chagecha. The fact that we call it Simchas Beis HaShoeva is merely because it's taking place in the Beis HaShoeva, in the place where they used to deal with the water that they would draw out of the Shiloach.